Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of the Cure Talks Cancer podcast. Each week, we'll be hearing from patients, survivors, caregivers, advocates, and healthcare professionals to do what Cure does best, provide cancer updates, research, and education. In this week's episode, we spoke with Dr. Cesar Rodriguez, an oncologist at Wake Forest Baptist Health, after he spoke at Cure's Educated Patient Summit on multiple myeloma. To start, he discussed precision medicine and myeloma treatment and questions that patients can ask their physicians.
So precision medicine has changed the way we treat myeloma in many ways. It not just only means that we are finding new therapy that can target specific areas of the cancer cells and be able to have more effective therapy with less side effects, but it also means that we can actually tailor therapy to an individual patient. So it's not just that we're developing new drugs that are honing in on the cancer cells, but it also is that we're taking some time to individualize the care based on each patient's needs, each patient's requirements, and the cancer that each patient has. Because we do know that multiple myeloma is not a one-stop, everybody has the same type. Everybody has different variants, and within a person, there's different subgroups of myeloma cells that needs to be targeted in a different way.
So what are some of the questions about precision medicine that you might get from patients, whether they might be thinking, oh, this is, you know, going to be the wonder drug, or thinking maybe it's not going to work out as much? What are some of the typical questions that you get, and then how would you address them?
Some of the questions that normally arise whenever precision medicine or personalized medicine or targeted therapy, all of these words are used interchangeably in clinic, is will a new treatment that targets a specific mutation cure my disease if I have that mutation? And that's a very valid question, because you would think that if we've designed a therapy that can target a particular mutation that your cancer has, that we would eradicate the cancer. But the reality is that I don't think that targeting one particular mutation is going to be the solution to our problems. Myeloma is composed of many subgroups of myeloma cells within one patient. So combining precision medicine with a therapy that we already have and targeted immunotherapy, that might give us a broader aspect of how we can target the cancer and have better control of it. Hopefully, by combining different targeted therapies with standard therapy, we might be able to eradicate the cancer. But the precision medicine or a single agent on its own is probably not going to be the solution for it.
Right. So then for precision medicine, what are maybe some specific challenges in multiple myeloma when it comes to crafting precision medicine for patients with multiple myeloma, and how might the DNA and RNA testing be different for multiple myeloma?
One of the challenges of precision medicine is, in myeloma in particular, is that myeloma tends to evolve as time goes by, and it's developing new mutations. And these new mutations can cause resistance to therapy. Even if we're using precision medicine that can target a particular mutation, if that cancer cell continues to evolve and mutate, maybe that particular mutation or that target might change as well, and then the therapy stops working. So that's a big challenge that we still have with precision medicine, that we need to figure out how we can factor that in whenever we're treating a patient. So resistance to therapy, despite of precision medicine, is something that we can potentially see. Now, the difference between DNA and RNA when it comes to cancer is a little bit different. We're using genes now to understand how cancer behaves, and that's given us a lot of information about how we can potentially treat myeloma and how it normally behaves. And a lot of doctors might say, oh, I'm checking your DNA or I'm checking your RNA to see what information we can get from it. And the main difference is DNA is all the genes that we have in our body and all the genes that are going to be in a cell, particularly in a cancer cell. RNA are the genes that are actually used and expressed in those cancer cells. So not all the DNA is used, it's just the RNA portion that's going to be telling us what sections of the DNA are actually active and which ones are not.
So for today, you're one of the keynote speakers here. And I was wondering if you could discuss some of the highlights from your keynote lecture today and what you're going to be talking about for patients that, you know, weren't unable to attend today.
Today I was asked to talk about precision medicine in myeloma. And the focus on the talk is going to be on a few factors. One is that we've realized that treating myeloma patients is not the same if I treat somebody here or if I treat somebody in a different state or in a different country. Humans are not all the same. We all are very unique. We all have very different characteristics and features, medical problems, social issues, environmental differences, and different walks of paths. And we cannot use one same treatment for all of us because it's not going to be effective for all of us. So tailoring it for our different characteristics is one part of precision medicine. And then the other thing that I'm going to be focusing on is the other aspect of it, the cancer itself. Myeloma is not just one cell type, and all the people that have myeloma are going to have the same characteristics. It's very variable, and within patients there's variability, and there's different clones of myeloma cells in the same patient, and then each patient is very different in terms of how their myeloma is. We've learned so much about cancer and myeloma in particular that we've now been able to identify different subgroups of myeloma cells within a patient or between patients that we can identify things that we can target and be more specific in how we treat. So the goal of the talk is to let everybody see that whenever we are treating myeloma, we have to individualize the care to that particular patient. And it's always good to talk amongst myeloma patients, but it's very important not to assume that the same way somebody did with their treatment is going to be the same way they're going to do or compare with other people. Each one is unique, and we need to learn that treatment should be tailored individually to the needs of that patient and the characteristics of the myeloma that they have.
Dr. Rodriguez also recently participated on the Moving Mountains for Multiple Myeloma trek to Patagonia as part of an effort on behalf of CURE and the Multiple Myeloma Research Foundation.
So recently we just came back from a climb with Patagonia. We did 10 days of hiking with four patients with multiple myeloma, two of their spouses, research members, people who also are caretakers that have lost family members from myeloma. And the hike was a unique experience because it gave us the opportunity to meet all the key people that form part of the myeloma community, whether it be doctors, patients, family members, or healthcare providers and researchers. And all walk side by side, getting to know each other on the same level, where a patient feels comfortable talking to a doctor and not really feeling that they're talking to a doctor, but more they're talking to a friend, they're talking to their team member, and be able to express all of their concerns and all of their personal issues while going through their myeloma. As a doctor, it's been a very unique experience in the sense that I've gotten to learn so much about patients. It is so unique, the experience that you get to have by being 10 days with patients outside of a clinic and in your office. And in the office, I normally focus on the disease. Are they responding? How are they tolerating the treatment? But with this opportunity of hiking with four other patients, I learned a lot of the dynamics that go behind the scenes. What drives a patient to get treatment? What drives a patient not to get treatment? How does it affect their family? How does it affect their day-to-day life, their goals, their future plans? And all of those things are very important to keep in mind when we're treating a patient, because we want to make sure that what we're treating and the treatment that we do and the care we give is going to help their life and improve their quality of life. And we won't be able to do that properly if we don't get to know the patient well and understand what their wishes are, their desires are, and what drives them.
So then when you get the chance to be on that even level with the patient, what might be something that you would tell them that excites you for the future of multiple myeloma? Something that maybe is not necessarily like, you know, 5-10 years down the road if all the research goes right, but something in the near future that you can, you know, talk to them and say, hey, this is hopefully something that can help you.
Mm-hmm. So So one thing that we talked about during the hike and is very exciting for me, and I saw that they also got very excited, is that myeloma is exploding in terms of research. And the number of drugs that are being approved for treatment have been exponential in the last 20 years. And just like there's been a drug that just got approved this year, and there's been at least four drugs that have been approved in the last 5 years, there's a lot of drugs that are being developed at this moment. And that we don't expect these drugs to be in research for 5-10 years. We're seeing big leaps in progress as to what drugs can be used right now in clinical trials that are ongoing. So the most exciting thing for me that I try to convey to patients is, don't lose your hope. I know everybody has the fear that their disease is going to come back and what's going to happen at that point. But the way medicine is developing in myeloma, there's a very good chance there's going to be a new drug or a new clinical trial that's going to be available when that disease comes back. So the important thing to do right now is not to lose the hope, continue to do your life, try to set goals for the future, and just keep a good relationship with your doctor so you can continue to have the best care possible.
For more information, visit movingmountainsformultiplemyeloma.com. Don't forget to subscribe to the Cure Talks Cancer podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps to hear every episode, or visit curetoday.com/podcasts. The Cure Talks Cancer podcast is the official podcast of Cure Magazine, the indispensable guide to every stage of the cancer experience. For more information, visit us at curetoday.com and find us on Twitter at @cure_magazine or Facebook at @curemagazine.